Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, July 6th, 2016. This is episode 170 of The Big Show, and I think we've got a really, really great show for you this week. I do so appreciate you tuning in. I want to start with a fundamental truth. You know, as we talk about trends, as we talk about how things change, as we talk about possible new tools and technologies and tips as you try to market your business, we need to remember that some things are not trends. They're facts. They're just reality. And one of those is that technology really does shape our future. Every day, period. And the reason is because our customers act differently because of how they embed technology into their lives. You want a clear example of this? Just look at the mobile traffic to your website over the last 12 months. It's higher, right? It's a lot higher in most cases. And if it's not a lot higher, it's probably because you're not doing a good enough job of actually accommodating people on mobile. We see it again and again and again. And we know that that's only going to grow. But that's just one example. It's the simple fact that our customers' behaviors keep changing. It's only going to grow from here. The UN just passed a resolution that essentially says internet access is a fundamental human right. And I'm paraphrasing, you know, if you want to parse the language, that's not exactly what they said, but it's essentially what they said. So we have to expect that customers are going to begin to expect access to the information that they want, when they want, where they want, how they want, to simply be the reality. I'm pretty confident we're seeing that today. And so the thing you have to remember, and I'm so sorry if this is like me coming down and being like, what you gotta do is, but the reality is, this is just the truth. We see it all the time that keeping up with technology, keeping up with the needs of your customers, keeping up with digital isn't a project. It's a mindset. It's an approach. It's how you think about how your customers interact with you all day, every day. That's just the new reality. And so you have to probably not think so much in terms of, well, we're going to do our mobile project, or we're going to do our whatever project, or we're going to do our whatever project. You have to think more, how do we actually listen to our customers more effectively? How do we actually engage with them more effectively? Because we're going to see more changes coming. I've talked about this before. We'll see increases in bandwidth and computing power and storage. Things like Moore's Law and Kreider's Law and Butter's Law guarantee that that's true. I'll have links to them in the show notes if you want to know what those are. But they're basically assessments of how quickly the increase in bandwidth occurs, how quickly the increase in computing power occurs, how quickly the increase in storage occurs. And it leads to the reality of the things we're starting to see in big numbers now, like video. You know, I've mentioned before, Benedict Evans has said that video is the new HTML. Facebook has said that they expect video to be fully the entire newsfeed within 5 years. We see things like the increase in messaging and bots. Just for one example, Facebook now has over 11,000 bots and over 21,000 developers building them on its Messenger platform. That's according to CNBC. But you have to remember that Facebook Messenger has been open to outside developers for, brace yourself here, 10 weeks. So 10 weeks ago, there were no outside developers. Today, there are 21,000 of them. And 10 weeks ago, there was a small number of bots, and today there are 11,000 of them. Obviously, we're going to see the growth of things like AI to power things like bots. You know, I've been talking about that a lot over the last couple weeks, whether it's Alexa from Amazon, whether it's Siri from Apple, whether it is Assistant from Google, which they really need a better name for that, whether it's Cortana from Microsoft, whether it's something we haven't even seen yet. The reality is that's a huge, huge shift. We're probably going to see VR at some point, virtual reality. Certainly we're seeing it in training. Certainly we're going to see it in gaming, and there might be other areas where it becomes very important. Obviously, things like payments, you know, and all that we've talked about there, blockchain and Bitcoin and all kinds of digital payment systems. None of these are projects. Not in the sense we've historically thought about them. Yes, you can absolutely use Agile to roll out specific responses, but you also just need to rethink the mindset to say, how are my customers using these? How can I help them as they use these? And how can I put these together in such a way that I create a better customer experience? Because fundamentally, when technology and bandwidth and computing power and storage are at your fingertips constantly, at your customers' fingertips constantly, and they're just going to expect things to work, then customer service and the customer experience is really where you create an opportunity to stand apart. And that's not a project. That's a simple fact. It's something that you have to do. So obviously, one of the takeaways is you need to look at how to keep up with technology. Now, I've talked about this a couple weeks ago, but you look at things like do, defer, delegate. What are the things you need to do to study, to learn? What are the things you can defer that you can reassess later when you have a little more time? And what are the things you delegate by either reaching out to your network or hiring other people who have those skills, growing your team and actually growing your ability to deliver from a customer experience perspective to help your customers? Do you have to use these to sell, to think, to execute, or manage? We talked about this a couple weeks ago in terms of the STEM idea. What do you need to do to sell? What do you need to do to think? What do you need to do to execute? What do you need to do to manage those technology changes? Assess your capabilities. Do you need some foundation? Do you need working knowledge? Or do you need advanced knowledge? In each of those areas I talked about before, whether it's video or messaging or bots or AI or VR or payments, it's unlikely you need to be advanced in all of those right now. But you need to start by saying, where are my customers today? How can I help my customers today? How can I improve the experience relative to my competition today? And you need to keep in mind that your competition may be coming from a different place. If you think about people like Airbnb or Uber or any of those more disruptive sorts of services, they weren't the historic competition of hotels and Expedia and taxi cabs. They kind of came out of nowhere because they started and said with a blank sheet of paper, how do we actually improve the customer experience using the technology that's available to us, using the fact that customer behavior is changing? Because that's the problem you need to solve. That's not a project. That's a mindset. That's an approach that says, we're trying to think about how our customers are going to use these tools and how we can actually help them as they use these tools to solve for their fundamental problem, like I need a ride or I need a place to sleep tonight. So keep in mind Moore and Kreider and Butters and the fact that that constant shift in technology is occurring. Keep in mind that it's only going to grow from here. Keep in mind that it's not a project, but that it's a mindset. Because if you do that, you'll actually do a great job of focusing on what your customers' needs are and helping them choose you. As these things change, and they will change, you constantly need to put your customer first. I wrote a piece a year ago or so, that I will link to in the show notes, that said it's not mobile first, it's customer first. And that's what you need to remember. That's the mindset. If you're creating a project to say, how do we improve our customer experience, and you only think about it as having a start point and an end point, the moment you stop, you lose. And clearly, that's the furthest thing from your mind. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all of our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or the Google Play Music Store. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you could provide a rating on any of those that says, you know, how you like the show. You can also find me on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, and of course you can email me at podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again. I hope you have a really great week ahead, a terrific weekend, and I'll look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.